Hello and welcome to another tutorial of how to make tiles for Lords of War. In this installment we'll be making hill tiles. So we start out with the familiar set of rings that we've seen in the other tutorials. Our outer ring here will be transitioning from grass to hills. Our middle ring will be transitioning from hills to hills. And our inner ring will be transitioning from hills to grass. As usual, the image we're working on here is 280 by 280 pixels, and that is a function of each tile being 40 by 40 pixels. Okay, moving on, we add in some helper dots. These helper dots are a little bit different from what we saw with water and forest tiles. There are more dots connecting each of the tiles. This is because hills will connect in more than one place along the edges of the tiles. However, we need even more helper dots than this because we need to connect to our middle ring here. So in the next slide, I add in enough helper dots for that purpose. All right. This is a lot of dots, so doing hill tiles is a little bit more complicated than forest or water. It ends up kind of looking like this skewed crosshair shape. I didn't want to go with something that was too linear because I didn't want to end up with perfect squares or diamonds. So it's a little bit off. Alright, so in the next step we will be drawing lines to make these irregular shaped rocks that will hopefully end up looking like rock outcroppings. Alright, so let's draw these out. Okay, this is what I came up with. I'm not much of an artist. Maybe you can do better. I just tried to vary it up as much as I could to make some strange looking shapes. As you can see along the outer edge here, I don't need to use certain helper dots. I can forego them in favor of the farther dot. Same goes for the inner here. I didn't have to connect to this inner dot. I can actually connect to this farther dot because this tile isn't transitioning with another piece of hill. So in the next slide, I fix that. Like so. I've also added a lone hill tile in the middle here. Alright, as you can see, our middle ring here is supposed to be solid hill. So in our next slide, I'm going to add some detail here to kind of make it look like these rock outcroppings are a jigsaw of other rocks. So let's add in the jigsaw. This is what I came up with. I was careful to close each one of these shapes so that when I go to select it later using the fuzzy select tool, they're easy to select. Alright, again, you can have some fun with this. You can make whatever shapes you want to kind of look rockish. In the next slide, I do the same for the outer edge, the outer ring. So let's try that, see what that looks like. Again, I just tried to mix it up, make different looking shapes, so there can be lots of variation. It's fun to try other techniques out. Okay, and now in the next slide I take care of the inner ring, the jigsaw for the inner ring. Oops. Like so. Just a few rocks here. Alright, moving on, we can now get rid of our middle ring here of light green. It served its purpose, and we can remove it now. So we just use the color select tool to select it and replace it with grass. Like so. Alright, so these are the outlines of every hill that will be in our hill tiles. Moving on, we fill in all of these outlines with a solid brown color. And this is what we get. It's starting to look more like hills. This is the shadow of each one. This is the outline of filled outline of every one of our hills. Looks pretty good. The next step, I just add a bit of a blur, a shadow around every one of the hills. I do this by selecting the grass color again and doing a selective Gaussian blur. So let's do that. As you can see, there's just a slight fading to dark green around each one of our hills. It's very slight. So, that's pretty good. Starting to shape up. In the next slide, we will apply a clothify to all of the brown color. Like so. It's very detailed, and I'm worried that it's not going to just go, because it's a cloth function. It's not going to split well when it comes time to putting, say, this tile next to this tile. So what I do now is I dilate the same selection again to kind of randomize it a little bit. And that is our dilated hills. So our rock outcroppings are looking kind of brown, and I really had a gray in mind. So the next step is to change the color brown to the color gray. I did this using the colorify function in the color menu, and I selected white. And then it comes up with this nice gray-blue kind of color. So it looks like rocks. Not too bad. That's what it looks like. In the next slide, we try to add a little bit of variation, a little bit of more detail to the tiles. It's barely perceptible at 100%, but if you zoom in and you look in the top left, you can see that our rock outcropping is encroached by grass now, just a little bit. And this is how these rock outcroppings are going to look a little more detailed than just solid chunks of rock. So, moving on, in the next slide, I do this to all the tiles. This takes a long time, and you can have a little bit of fun with it. But you do have to remember the multiples of 40 so that you don't end up making something that looks jagged later on. So you try and make sure you do your detail on the tile that you're a part of, and you don't extend that detail to the next tile. So let's move on to the next one. And as you can see, there's not much different. I'm just going to go back and forth here. Very little difference, just a little bit more detail. Let's zoom in and have a look. Not bad. So the idea here is the vegetation kind of creeps up onto the stones. Alright. This was a fairly time-consuming process, but you can have some fun with it and make it what you like. Alright. In the next slide, I've added some noise to the grass. And I was very particular in how I added this noise. It's the hue, saturation, value noise function again. But when I selected the grass, I was very careful to make sure that the color selector was lenient so that it would also select the grass, the vegetation that I put on top of our outcroppings. So when I did the randomize function, it looks like grass has grown up onto our rocks here. That's the idea. So I'm going to zoom out here, and this is what our hill tiles look like. That's our finished product, right there. As you know, this image doesn't go into Lords of War like this. You need to cut and paste these tiles into another shape, another file, so that Lorzoar can read them. And this is what the hills look like in that format. So they're just all spread out in a row here. And again, there's a control file that says this is the top left tile and this is the next one, so let's have a look at these. And here are our tiles in order. I did not include them all, I just wanted to see how well it looked. So I just included a minimum of one of every kind of tile. At the end here, I did the diagonal tiles as well. I did these by hand. There's no really easy way to make them. It doesn't appear on the ring anywhere. So you end up taking the corners, the extreme corners of the rings, and superimposing them on each other to make this make a tile that connects on this edge and this edge. Yeah. So that's what that looks like. Let's see what it looks like in the game. All right, here's a screenshot. We can see our forest and we can see our water, but we also see our new hills. And here is what our hills look like. You can kind of see the grass encroaching. They're unfortunately a little bit square. In hindsight, it would have been better to not have these the jigsaw on the corners here. It would look more rounded, so it wouldn't look quite so straight. But as you can see, it did turn out all right. Not too shabby. Okay. Thank you for watching this tutorial. I hope you can do better than me. Thanks. Bye.